With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump and Zohran Mamdani set to meet today at the White House.
We have a communist coming to the White House because that's who the Democrat Party elected as the mayor of the largest city in the country.
And that is White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
I think it's very telling, but I also think it speaks to the fact that President Trump is willing to meet with anyone and talk to anyone and to try to do what's right on behalf of the American people, whether they live in blue states or red states or blue cities.
And the two have fiercely attacked one another in the past. The White House is looking at prospects for new oil drilling in Florida and California.
Drill we must. I call it drill, baby, drill.
The government has not allowed drilling in federal waters in the eastern Gulf of Mexico, which includes Florida, since 1995 because of the possibility of oil spills. California has some offshore oil rigs, but there has been no new leasing in federal waters since the mid-1980s. Florida Senator Rick Scott, a Trump ally, wants to maintain a moratorium on offshore drilling. California Governor Gavin Newsom says expensive and riskier offshore drilling would put communities at risk and undermine economic stability. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And some more good news on the U.S. economy as Bill Alexander reports Walmart is doing well.
Walmart delivered another standout quarter, posting strong sales and profits that blew by Wall Street expectations as it wins over a broad base of shoppers, including cash-strapped Americans who have grown anxious about the economy. While other retailers dialed back projections, the nation's largest retailer raised its financial outlook Thursday after its strong third quarter, setting itself up for a strong holiday season.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. World leaders have been arriving for a historic first group of 20 summit in Africa. 18 of the world's richest and top developing countries will take part in the summit in Johannesburg. This is SRN News. A new study would seem to indicate that Americans are, by and large, more religious than Canadians. Correspondent Michael Harrington has the details.
According to a new poll from the think tanks Cartus and the Angus Reid Institute, 58% of Americans say faith is important in their daily lives, compared to 36% of Canadians. What also stands out on that question is that 45% of Canadians strongly deny that religion has any role in their lives, versus just 26% of Americans who feel that same way. U.S. residents also a lot more likely to be spiritually committed, go to church, pray, and read the Bible. Michael Harrington reporting.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney's funeral on Thursday at the National Cathedral in Washington once again put the giant church in the spotlight. Multiple presidents have received state funerals there. Memorials have also been held there for towering figures in American history, including the first black Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall and astronaut Neil Armstrong. This is SRN News. And the financial markets struggling this week, of course, continuing today. We'll see if we can get a better read at the closing bell on what's going to wind up for the final numbers today. European antiquities bandits are at it again. This time, they've struck in Switzerland, as correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Swiss authorities are searching for two robbers who overpowered a security guard at an ancient Rome-themed museum in Lausanne, smashing a display case and making off with dozens of gold coins that had been displayed inside. The suspects had bought tickets and waited until other visitors had left shortly before closing time before assaulting and restraining the guard, then breaking the display case. The monetary value of the loot was not immediately revealed, but police said the coins had archaeological value. A 64-year-old Swiss national was interviewed by investigators and that he was not injured in the incident. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More of these stories at srnnews.com.